Oh, yeah, we're smoking. It's Wendy Snyder. Bill Leff is off today. Brian Noonan was kind enough to sit in his chair today, although you're standing.
I'm standing now because I want to see over. We have barbecue sauce and beer and all sorts of things in here, so I want to get a good look.
All of a sudden, Brian starts paying attention. I've been working with him all morning.
I'm sorry, what?
Dane Neal comes and visits us every other week, and you can listen to him on the road with Dane Neal Saturdays at 2 to 4, which I do listen to if there's no White Sox game going on.
Thank you for your dual allegiances. I appreciate it. It's always great to get an opportunity to do that. And actually, with the Sox, and I've had a chance to go on the road with our kind of family road trip things, so we have some recaps for that. And on the barbecue side, I spent most of this weekend with Dave Anderson. You know him as Famous Dave up in the North Woods.
Yes.
So we'll have some stories from that as well. You guys were talking about the vacation side of things, everybody getting from here to someplace else. This is the weekend, Windy City Smokeout, where the barbecue world makes that pilgrimage here, right, to Chicago. And it's become one of those meccas for barbecue. And some of the biggest names in barbecue are going to be here this weekend. And we've got some great guys in studio as well. It's barbecue, beer, and country music. I'm not the hugest country music fan, so for me, like, the attraction is obviously on the food side.
Yeah, but that music goes well with it, doesn't it? I mean, even if you're not hungry and you smell something on that's being barbecued, even if you're full, you still have room to eat something. I don't know what it is.
I'll have the smoker going in the yard, and neighbors are just like, hey, what are you cooking? What do you got there? That smells terrific.
None
What's
of your
going
beeswax.
On? Yeah, back off.
Well, they obviously have the recipe success. They've cracked the code because, you know, 40,000 plus people can't be wrong this weekend.
Know.
And they come for people from around the country, but also we have some of the best barbecue people in the country right here and beer people in the country right here as well. In studio, we have Jared Rubin from Moody Tongue. He is the founder, brewmaster. This is absolutely And Wendy, you know we talk a little bit about this stuff over the years. This is my absolute favorite craft beer, and he is my absolute favorite craft beer guy.
And not just because he's sitting next to you.
No.
And has about 17 beers in front of him.
Well, you know, it doesn't hurt. You know, just the ambiance, they say, the room, right, kind of sets the mood. But he does it with a perspective, the culinary side of things, that is different than any other place out there. And he has been part of Windy City Smokeout since the beginning. And to his left, Charlie McKenna, Lily's Q, one of our favorite places here in the country. The sauces are just killing it all over the place as well, and Charlie McKenna. And so he's the founder of that great institution. And both of these guys, leaders in their field, but started as chefs, right, on the culinary side, doing it as a high level, as a fine dining chef. I think he's all over the country, over at True even, right?
Yeah.
And then wins a world champion at Championship of Memphis in May in barbecue. So he's got all that street cred.
How do you make the switch to that? I mean, it's such a difference.
Yeah, so
I mean, both of you. I want both of your answers. Bachelor number two.
Well, I think what happens is you kind of, you know, as you get older, you tend to do more things that you love and more passionate about. Where in the beginning it was sort of like, oh, that was super cool. You know, fine dining is all the big rage and the little tiny plates and the tweezers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then
then
you start to like really appreciate old cooking methods or brewing methods, and then you really start to get into that, and that's where kind of how we made the transformation, and I was doing it with my dad as well,
that's
kind of
cool.
Created a little atmosphere for, you know, our family life.
So. Well, barbecue is a big family thing. It started out small town regional, and now it's just exploded everywhere, and especially here in Chicago. What do you think led to this huge barbecue renaissance?
Well, I think one of the things is barbecue. You know, the way we know it from Southern and Texas and Kansas City and Memphis, it's an American food, right?
Right.
And we love to support our local people, and we love to support our local brewers. So I think, you know, it started to take off, and people really can associate it with it. Everyone that's in America thinks of barbecue somehow.
Right.
Either they're on their backyard with their family, on their, you know, patio that's downtown Chicago or New York, and they're 20 floors up. They're still trying to grill burgers, and everyone considers that barbecue. So I think everyone has a story or relates to cooking outside with wood, fire, charcoal, gas. And I think that's what brings the whole people in.
No, I think it's got to be something in there, because there is no other, I don't think, kind of medium of cooking that really has that fan base and attraction where the people that are doing it right are stars, you know, and may go back right to caveman days. We've all got the kind of this primordial kind of connection with it. But of course, we all do it too. It's the one, you know, we're not out in the backyard, you know, doing, you know, French laundry cooking or, you know, any kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, we're not shaving truffle. Well, some of us are. I guess you guys probably are. But for the most part, it's the approachable kind of cooking that you can do in your backyard and all the way at that highest level too.
All right. And what year did the Windy City Smokeout begin?
2013.
Yes.
My God. And it's just exploded. Has it changed locations? How many more people come now than that first year?
Well, it's definitely changed locations. But for me as a brewer, it's fun to see more breweries there. And I'm sure for Charlie, it's great to see more pitmasters there. And for the guests, now they have more options to have great food, great beer. And it's a blast. I can't wait for this weekend.
When you're trying to pair a beer with barbecue, it's got to be different than pairing it with other kinds of food. So what are you looking at Moody Tongue when you're like, all right, these are the ones that are going to pair best with the stuff that's being served at the Windy City Smokeout?
Well, the first thing I'll say when you're pairing beer and barbecue is don't try too hard. It's going to work, okay? So if you have your beer open and the meat's on the smoker, you've already won.
Perfect.
At Moody Tongue, we've got a smoked applewood gold that pairs really well with pulled pork, and the Bub City Gold I think is also exceptional with Chef Doug and Chef Christian's food, especially that pastrami sandwich, which is on the menu this weekend. I can't wait for it.
All right, I have to ask a smoke question, because there are times that I have had ribs that I don't like them because they're too smoky flavored for me. But when you smoke something, that doesn't necessarily mean it tastes smoky. It's just you're infusing flavor in there, correct?
So,
or are they all smoky flavored?
Well, a lot of different pit masters use different woods, and different woods have different smoke attributes to the meat itself.
Some smokier than others?
Yeah, some smokier than others. So hickory, mesquite, post oak from Texas, you're going to get a little bit more smoke. Women have a softer palate, so they tend to like a little bit more.
Thank you for my soft palate comment.
We noticed.
I need to work out.
They like more fruit woods, right?
Maybe go to Disney.
That is true, though. Women, they're not going to experience or sense the flavors as strongly.
The more
correct?
Smoke you put on something, the more bitter it starts to taste.
Okay.
So, like, when the way I do, and I sort of took from my find anyways, is I use smoke as a flavoring agent, like salt, pepper, rub. I want you to taste the meat, the rub, and the smoke. Not just overpower you with smoke.
You're making yourself drool, aren't you?
Yeah,
when you're
I'm getting hungry drooling. Right now.
Certain meats go better with certain woods, right? Like a pork goes better with a cherry or an apple or something like that. And then you go into beef, and that's where you say hickory and mesquite, the heavier smoke for a heavier meat.
So pork is a naturally sweeter meat, right? Yeah. Back in the day, they put the apple in the pig's mouth. That's apples go well with pork. So apple wood or peach wood or cherry wood, any of those ones. Then with beef, it's a heavier, heartier meat. It can take a little bit heavier smoke. So then you would use post oak like they do in Texas or mesquite, hickory, any of those.
It's sometimes too, if you don't like the mesquite has got its own like real kind of heavy flavor, and if you don't like that, sometimes too much of that is too much for me for Moody Tongue too. And it's great for everything. It's even great with 11-layer, you know, German chocolate cake and all and oysters and all those kind of things that he has at the place in Pilsen. But you know, you got the sliced nectarine IPA. You've got a lot of those.
I love those nectarines.
Really, the bright flavors.
Nectarine IPA.
Yes, and then you'll absolutely love this beer, and it's perfect for brisket. I'm listening over here to Charlie, and he's talking about all these fruit woods, and that's where we get a lot of inspiration when it comes with pairing. So if he's using cherry wood, then we'll use beer that has to do with cherries. Same thing with apples. And you mentioned your liking of nectarine. I love stone fruit too, and I think this beer is perfect for brisket, and that's what I'm looking forward to eating with sliced nectarine IPA this weekend.
Jared, do you know what a pluot is?
It was the first ingredient that I've ever used to make a homebrew.
Okay.
It's a hybrid between a plum and apricot, and I was eating it this morning.
I bought what I thought was plums at Mariano's, and it said pluot, and I'm like, they mislabeled that. I had no idea. I love apricots. I love plums. It is a combo of the two. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
It's delicious. The best of both worlds.
It is.
You basically won the golden ticket when you were getting your fruit at Mariano's.
A pluot. Who knew? They could have come up with a better name, though. I don't like the pluots.
What would you do?
Apriplum.
Apriplum.
I don't know.
That's not terrible either,
Apriplum.
Though.
Apriplum. Yeah. No, pluot is fun.
All right, farmers out there, apriplum. Let's start growing.
All right, we have to take a break, and then we're going to talk about barbecue. I probably shouldn't admit this on the air because I was probably back in high school.
Uh-oh.
We would go in a garage, and maybe, you know, it was winter, and maybe we had some alcoholic beverages, and someone would light their barbecue to keep it warm, and there was no meat or food on it. But anytime you even smell a barbecue, don't you get hungry?
Yes. And talking about it, my mouth is completely
salivating.
We should tell everybody that the Windy City Smokeout is happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The box office is at Grand Avenue, the event location 560 West Grand Avenue. WindyCitySmokeout.com is the website.
And we'll take a quick break and continue. Dane Neal is here, and we're talking barbecue. Brian Noonan in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder. It's 720 WGN. All right, Bill Leff is off today. He'll be back on Friday. Brian Noonan is sitting in his seat today. I'm Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal visits with us, and we're talking about the Windy City Smokeouts. And if I may just say, reintroduce our guests so I can...
Yes.
Oh, sorry. There you go, Dane.
On the beer side, because think about this. So you got all that music, the country music. Then you've got great beer. You've got amazing barbecue. We've got Jared Rubin from Moody Tongue Brewery over there in Pilsen.
Hello, hello.
Yes,
and hello. Then Charlie McKenna, Lily's Q. He has the sauces, and all, you know, world champion barbecue, and all those great restaurants as well. Lily's Q and Charlie McKenna is here as well.
I want to thank Jared for the... What is this called? Slice
Nectarine IPA.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's really good.
But I have to tell you this. I'm a lightweight when it comes to beer. I like, you know, Estrella Jalisco. I like a Pilsner, Miller Lite. I like really light-tasting beers. This is not that. IPAs are never that. But this hint of nectarine in it, the aftertaste it gives you, rolls it into this beautiful party in your mouth.
I love it. I mean, that's all I can say.
Hello. No, it's true, because usually IPAs are a little hoppy, but sure. The nectarine here cuts that hoppiness at the end. It's really very nice.
Thank you very much.
Delicious.
And it would go great with a nice, as you said, like a pulled pork sandwich,
absolutely.
A slab of ribs, anything at Windy City Smokeout.
Oysters.
Oysters, sure.
Right, it would go great with anything. You think about this, and we talked a little bit about how it has grown. They're only in, is this like the fifth year? You know, I mean, this is something that has happened. I think it shows, you know, Chicagoland, our area's kind of appetite for barbecue and appreciation for it. Because you had an event. We've had, you know, Rib Fest, and you've got ribs every, you know, Naperville. Yeah. You've got some things. But this has become kind of, you throw the bat signal up and you have the best in barbecue coming here. And so to go from those early conference calls, and I did interviews with RJ and Jared Melman early on when they were just thinking of Doug Saltis, when they were just kind of thinking it, big hats off to Bub City. And now it is absolutely huge. And guys, if you could talk to, you know, some of the people that are here, it is an absolute all-star game when it comes to barbecue. So you've got, you know, hometown Sam Jones, you've got Louis Mueller, you've got Myron Mixon is here, Peg Leg, Smoke, Barry from Smoke, obviously that's one of our favorite places here. Fox Brothers out of Atlanta. Martin's Barbecue. Remember when you went to Nashville, I said, you've got to get yourself over
there.
Well, he's coming to you this weekend.
Perfect. That's pretty great.
Salt Lick, Ubon's. I mean, these are some of the greats, right, Charlie?
17th Street with the legend, Mike Mills.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike Mills.
The godfather of barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the great thing is, like, one thing about barbecue is everyone kind of helps each other out and pats each other on the back. It's a healthy competition, right? We want to taste each other's food and see what everyone's doing. But literally, Doug and the team at Bub City have done an unbelievable job of getting the best of the best with regards to barbecue and beer to come here from other states and showcase what they do in different regions to the Chicago market. So it's really impressive, the teams and the barbecue people that are cooking this weekend.
So what are you guys at Lily's Q offering during Windy City Smokehouse?
So we're actually offering a item called Walking in Memphis. So we take our pimento cheese kettle chips that we have for our product line. We cut the bag open, coleslaw, pulled pork, and our smoky sauce inside the bag.
Ooh,
and then you
nice.
Just kind of walk around and eat it.
So delicious.
And then we're also offering our baby back ribs that we offer at the restaurant in Bucktown.
Am I in trouble for parboiling?
Yes.
I want to hear the real chef say that.
I saw Charlie shudder a little bit.
Tell her yes, Charlie. Be honest.
Do you know how to make chicken stock?
You
put the meat in the water and you boil it. And then all the flavor comes out of the meat and into the water. So if you're boiling ribs, the flavor is going into the water. It is making them more tender.
Yeah.
But you just took all the flavor out,
so
sort of like stock.
How do you make them more tender? Do you just leave them on the grill a low heat longer?
Low and slow.
Low and slow. 225
to 275. You can do a wrap in the middle of the cook to kind of help speed up the process and keep kind of steaming a little bit where it breaks down the fibers to kind of tenderize it up.
How long will that take me?
Depending on what size ribs you are, if they're St. Louis or they're baby backs, anywhere between 3 and 6 hours.
I don't have
but here, yeah, you
hours.
Do, because here's the thing, Wendy.
Or you can
you
just come to Lily's Q and buy.
Yeah, I'll just do that.
Go to Lily's Q.
You watch the smoke, you open up a couple Moody Tongues, you're out on the patio, you're low and slow, suddenly your Saturday, Sunday afternoon turns into a little party.
That was my last Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Of course. Because smoking meat is a labor of love.
Correct.
But it's also a great time to socialize. Like, you guys, when you compete, when you're at these big things like Windy City Smokeout, you talk to other teams.
Most barbecue guys are drinkers first, and then they find out that they can barbecue for a long time and drink at the same time. It's a win-win for us.
That's why Charlie and I are such good friends.
My mother-in-law is from Corinth, Mississippi, and the first time we went down there, I saw people putting coleslaw on pulled pork, and I had never heard of that before. I knew it was next to it, and I looked at him like, what are you doing? Once you try that, there's never any going back.
No going back. Lily's, we call it Southern style, so add the slaw to the sandwich.
So good.
And if you don't eat it that way, we start to think that you don't know what you're doing, right? We see the newbies when they're like, do you want it Southern style? No, we'll have it as is. All right, newbie.
Well, here's the thing that is really great, too. You've got this kind of cavalcade of stars on the barbecue side. Charlie mentioned the walking taco. Then you've also got, it isn't just all ribs. You know, you'll have different places doing different things. So you'll have, you know, brisket sandwiches. You'll have the pulled pork. You'll have, I think Myron, I'm sure, is doing like the whole hog and all that kind of stuff. So you'll be able to kind of take that buffet of the taste buds around the whole place.
One thing, Dane, and you can address this. Windy City Smokeout, this is something that I found surprising. Cashless. So don't bring any money. You got to load your wristband prior to going, and then what, the vendor, you guys just scan somebody's wristband? Is that how it works?
It's one of those new things that they're doing. It's out there. I think people appreciate it. We'll see how it goes. This event has been kind of a leader, and we've talked with Doug about it before, in all these kind of innovative ways to make the process, the experience a little bit smoother on the consumer side. There are great VIP options. The cost-wise, too, you've got all that music that happens. We're just talking about the food and the beer. In the background, some of the biggest names in country music are playing as well, and it's not that expensive. You get in there, and you have that whole day and all those things. But, yeah, I think that's one of the things they're doing is the whole wristband thing.
It's WindyCitySmokeout.com. I was looking at this a couple of days ago. Tons of entertainment, tons of chefs. You can get your tickets there. You mentioned all this meat with the brisket and the pork. And is there any kind of seafood? Crawfish, maybe?
I think there's a crawfish boil going on at some points, and they may be selling. I think what Let Us Entertain You and Bub City does effectively, right? They're great service restaurants. They know how to do great service. So they actually built that into the festival, which makes the festival that much better. And they have, like, I know Bud Long's Fried Chicken is there.
Oh, somebody's got smoked salmon.
They've got crab fries, too, which are absolutely
crab
delicious.
Fries.
Yeah, they put crab on these French fries with a little bit of, like, spice mayonnaise. It's outstanding.
I got to get out.
There is a ton of the barbecue chicken, too. You mentioned Jared Leonard with Bud Long. That is, you know, he's, you know, from here, but, of course, he's expanded to a bunch of different places out in Denver and everything. That is one of the, and Nashville Hot Chicken, that's what he does, and it's amazing.
Boy, that's hot. Once you go that hot, you're never going back.
So you need a couple beers.
Go hot, never
I think they have a tepid sauce, I think.
Yeah, I went hot. I didn't even go atomic. Kidding. I just went hot, and that was hot. Wow. Different kinds of barbecue sauce. I like sweet, but I also like vinegar. There are various different types of sauce, right?
Yeah, so Lily's Q obviously has a product line that we sell in grocery stores and out of the restaurant. We have 6 different sauces from the different regions because we wanted Chicago to experience the regions that these guys are coming from when we're here all the time. So 2 Memphis-style sauces, sweet with a little smoke. Western North Carolina, which is tomato vinegar. Eastern North Carolina, which is straight vinegar and spice. South Carolina mustard and vinegar. Mm-hmm. And then a mayo and vinegar from Northern Alabama.
What? Who uses that?
It's really Northern Alabama. Down there, they smoke whole chickens, and then they just dunk it in a vat of this mayo and vinegar sauce and send it to the table.
And I got to tell you, it's just as Jared was saying, you know, coming at something different like beer from the culinary side, on the sauce, you think, well, that's food. But a lot of times, people get stuck on Sweet Baby Ray's and all that kind of stuff. You've got to try Lily's Q's sauces. They're worth every penny, and they're amazing. It's got a lot
that
of
mustard
that chef
sauces.
Sensibility.
That mustard sauce great. Is the truth.
It's
that's
awesome.
Good
it's
stuff.
The truth.
It's the truth.
You are a man in your meat.
I used to travel, and that was where I would search out barbecue places all over the country. And my brother competed, and I smoked stuff in the backyard.
Wow.
I love it. I love it.
Do I need a smoker? Would that help with the rib time?
Of course. Well, no, it'll make
not with the
legit.
Time, but it will make it a little bit easier. You'll put them in and almost forget it on certain smokers.
Can you get small ones? Do I have to get this giant one that takes up the whole backyard?
I have one of those little, I just have a Smoky Mountain Weber Tower now. I used to have a big offset one. Now I have just a little tower.
We grill year-round, but we're gas grill, so again, you'll shame me.
Yeah. You just need to put your smoker next to your new kegerator, and then you'll be set up.
That's right. It's quality of life issue, Wendy. Start living.
Kegerator. It's always cold.
Get the kegs out there. Get the smoker going.
All right, party at my house this weekend.
Sounds good.
Actually, we can't go to a party
at
my
house. Smoke
yes,
out this
exactly.
weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 560 West Grand Avenue. If you want to see the list, 20 pitmasters, including Lily's Q, 20 world-class pitmasters. We got great breweries like Moody Tongue. There's going to be all kinds of stuff there. And the top tier of country music. It's all happening 3 days. You can go to WindyCitySmokeout.com, get all the information, get your wristband loaded up with lots of money, spend it on beer, spend it on barbecue, buy yourself a jazzy shirt as well.
Nice. Yeah. Is that shirt available?
It absolutely.
It's a pig with an acoustic guitar on its back.
It has been in the past. They have a great logo, right, with the pig with a guitar on the back. Yeah. So I know they'll definitely have shirts that are for sale. I'm pretty sure this one will still be around because this
festival is going to have merch to sell. That's unusual. That's another thing that sets Windy City Smokeout apart. They got merch to sell.
Jared and Charlie, thank you so much. Dane, are you on this weekend?
I will be on Monday. I'm on Monday.
Okay.
He's going to be at the smokeout.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be in
the Please try the Moody Tongue Slice Nectarine IPA if you like nectarines. That is my absolute favorite fruit. No fuzz like a peach.
Yeah, I got to try this really Applewood Gold, the smoked Applewood Gold. I got to try too.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy barbecuing.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Parboil and gas grill.
Do not parboil.
I am a pariah to these people.
You can cook them on the gas grill. Just don't boil them.
Just making rib soup.
Yeah, that's ugh.
I'll serve it.
Okay.
All right. Bill Leff is off. He'll return on Friday. Brian Noonan's in his chair, and I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.